Hi guys, welcome to the third episode of Straight Talk, Talking Philippines 10-Minute Motoring Talk Show. As usual, I have with me my two associate editors, Paolo Subido and Dinzo Tabamo. And for this episode, we're talking about men, Filipino men and cars and driving. So we asked a beautiful lady to come over. And we have Aaliyah Parks.
Hello.
She was our very first traffic stopper. Paolo, would you like to show
them? Yes, yes. Way back in 2006.
April
2006. When she was
16
years old.
The archives. That was
a funny shoot because Aaliyah showed up in comfortable sleepers.
Something they easily change in and out of, thinking there would be a wardrobe.
She was expecting us to bring a stylist, yes. Makeup artist. But because that was the first traffic stopper shoot, we didn't know what we were doing. We were so used to shooting cars and we didn't know how to photograph a lady. We didn't bring a
We brought stylist. It to our construction site. It was a DMCI construction site.
At least my outfit matched these construction
sites. Now, Aaliyah, we're happy to say that the traffic stopper is one of our most popular sections. You know,
yes.
You started the trend of us featuring beautiful women of substance, as you say. So what have you been doing since 2006?
Oh, wow, a lot. But I think the most significant movement in my life would be this year.
Okay.
I'm writing songs. I have a new business. The options are endless at this point, so okay. I'm on fire.
I just want to ask, why the fondness for SUVs? I remember during the traffic stopper shoot, you brought along your Nissan Patrol.
Yes.
And now you say you're driving a Montero Sport.
Yes, that
and
was
before that,
and it
you
was
had
a
Fortuner.
Fortuner, absolutely.
Why SUVs?
It's mainly because of the surroundings.
Road conditions.
Here. The road conditions, in general, even the weather. Here in Manila, there are lots of potholes, typhoon, baha.
That's not to help you bully men on the road?
Maybe it's a great side effect. and of course, with my lifestyle, it needs to be large, comfortable. I need to be able to store things in there. My car is like my home on wheels.
Okay. Before we ask you what you think about men who drive this and drive that, I want to ask Paolo and Dinzo, what do you think of women like Aaliyah who drive big SUVs?
I think that's great because at least that way you won't get bullied by those big buses.
Nope.
I mean, there is no gender out there, I think.
Nope.
Not at
did
all.
You ever, before you got married, did you ever date a lady who drove an SUV? Truck?
Not a truck.
Okay.
No, not a truck. Never an SUV, actually.
Never.
Never,
really?
Never.
Is it that unique? I didn't really realize that it was...
pretty unique.
Okay. I agree with Paolo. It's for them, I think it's a security blanket.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough, comfortable, and capable vehicle for them.
I also know a lot of women who... would never want to drive a big vehicle.
They may be intimidated.
Intimidated, and many women I know have a tough time, you know, doing some
maneuvers.
You might think it's hard to
drive.
But that
comes with practice. No? I think I've been driving for the past 20 years, perhaps. And it's not until like recently that I've really mastered parallel parking.
Okay.
Oh, parking was the biggest challenge.
Parallel parking was the biggest challenge.
Okay.
I noticed that with women.
Yes, it has a lot to do with the psychological.
Spatial.
You know, yes,
spatial
absolutely.
Coordination. It's
yes.
difficult
See,
for the species.
Women are better with peripheral vision.
That's true.
So.
Okay, so that's a fact.
Yes, it is actually a fact.
Women.
Have a wider peripheral vision.
You heard it from Aaliyah herself.
So they say. It's a fact,
you
so
know,
they say.
You suck at parallel parking.
I used to.
Okay, so
I
what
used
did you
to.
Do?
I just keep practicing. And now I've been looking, because internet is a source of information, you can actually look, those of you who do have problems, parallel parking, you can look on the internet and look at the exact measurements, the key points that you're supposed to look at when you're parallel parking. How far of a distance between you and another car, the light of the backlight of both cars, how they're supposed to be in parallel.
So, but generally speaking, who are better behind the wheel? Men or women?
Oh gosh, are we gonna go there? Who are better behind the wheel?
You just
did. Give it to us.
I just did. I think in general, it really depends on the person. I think an educated woman will be better on the road than an uneducated man.
Okay,
somebody with 35 years of experience will probably be better than the one with 1 year experience, most likely, regardless of the package down there. So it really depends. What I do understand, and I believe this may be a fact, but don't quote me on it. Because women have a wider peripheral vision, they are a lot more in tune with what's going on during the day as opposed to men who drive at night, who are more focused on a subject. So apparently...
How long have you been driving on Philippine roads?
15 because years.
You got your license in Europe, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you've been driving in the Philippines for 15 years.
Correct.
What's your quick assessment? How do Filipino men drive?
How do Filipinos drive? Okay. Filipino men, I think, well, it's funny that you're actually saying, and then it just popped up in my head right now. I think culturally, even the attitude of Filipino culture and European culture, Western culture is very different, right? So Filipinos, they still have this kind of colonial mentality, which really reflects on the road as well. The insecurities come out, especially with road rage. I think it eggs on that kind of that insecurity that in general, no offense, but in general, Filipino men have a higher insecurity level than in general the Western man, and I think that really reveals on the road.
Can I say something?
Please do.
My observation is that when you're out on the road in the Philippines, you know, everyone's a jerk. And when someone's cool and nice, that's the person that stands out. You're like, hey, man, that guy did a really nice thing, you know. But I guess everywhere else, it's a jerk that stands out, right?
Because right.
Everyone, so, yeah.
No, but true. I like what Aliyah said about, you know, being insecure. Come to think of it, I think it's insecurity to blame when you don't want to give way to somebody who's making the signal to turn... To cut into your lane and you don't want to give way.
Well, I think signaling doesn't give you the right of way.
Of course.
That's true. That's true. Yeah,
and that's the problem with a lot of people here. They think, well, I got my blinkers on, so you should let me pass.
Or the flashing lights thing when they do.
Which is funny. In where I'm from, flashing lights means go ahead.
Yeah.
And here it means me first. So.
No, but sometimes kasi, diba, parang pag may nag-signal na ganun, bigla mong bibilisan eh, di ba? So parang, what's up with that?
That is just disrespectful.
Exactly. Yeah.
That so is just, I think that's being a jerk.
Or that's being...
9 out of 10 yes. times.
There are times, I think it also depends on the situation. As with everybody on the road, you have to have a 360 vision. Now, sometimes it is not practical for you to stop for somebody who has a traffic light out because maybe you're too near an intersection or a corner where you will cause traffic if you let this person in.
That's true.
So you have to look at the surrounding circumstance.
Why do you think Filipino men are kind of prone to road rage?
Number one, insecurity, I think.
Again,
colonial mentality. And just this whole, and maybe also the impatience that caused by traffic. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I could have been there in an hour, but now it's taking me 2 hours.
Well, let's say you have a date, no? And then you're
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Your date is driving, and then he gets into a traffic altercation with another guy. Does that impress you, you know?
Why would that impress me?
That's why I'm asking. Because some guys have probably been
in that situation where I was in a car with a male that I was dating, and a tricycle hit him.
Okay.
And it was not his fault. And he gets out of the car with his... there were children in the back.
Oh.
So for me, it's just now you're being ridiculously irresponsible.
Okay.
It's a tricycle driver. He was wrong. He's already feeling bad.
Okay.
You don't have to be so power trippy over
it. Maybe he was trying to impress you.
Yeah, but it was not impressive.
Yeah.
It is really pathetic, immature, you know.
Women are not impressed with your...
No, not in that circumstance.
Fighting stance.
Nope. Not, maybe girls, but not women.
Right.
I'd rather impress women than girls.
There you go.
I've been in an altercation and I saw the guy, he was with a girl, girlfriend or wife or whatever, and he was letting me have it. And I was just looking at the girl and I was like, it's okay. Because, man, when they get home later, she's probably going to let him have it. And this was not my fault either. This was like a very bad, you know.
Good on you for...
Yeah, yes. Keeping my cool. Always, okay. Always keep my cool. Because I know the girls don't like that.
And not to be confused knowing what you're saying, like, don't be a doormat.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be so aggressive about it. If you know you're right, you can just make your point. Just make your point. You don't have to be all like King Kong about it.
But you know, my best takeaway from this discussion is that Filipino drivers in general are insecure, according to Aliyah Parks.
Yes.
And I agree.
And I quote.
Time out.
Our time is up. But Dinzo, do you agree? Filipino drivers are mostly insecure.
I've always wondered if it were SUV drivers. I've noticed a pattern for Tuner and Montero Sport.
It's okay, now you're being judgmental.
No, but it's something I've always wanted to test out, but for some reason.
The guy who started that thing with me was driving a Fortuner.
But there's something about SUV, mid-sized diesel SUV drivers. No offense.
Okay. Offense taken.
Anyway, men,
our time is up.
This is our October green issue with the Mazda 2-speed. I've driven it. It's wonderful. Don't think and just buy it. We're not sponsored by Mazda.
Guys, it's our green issue, and thanks for watching the podcast, man. It's really fun to make.
This conversation will also be broadcast on over podcast.ph. I want to thank them for the use of this studio. And keep following us on topgear.com.ph and our Facebook page, Top Gear Philippines, and Instagram and Twitter, also Top Gear PH. Aliyah, you want to invite them at
you
some
can
gig or whatever?
Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. It's just Aliyah Parks, A-L-I-Y-A-P-A-R-C-S, for both Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
And education is key.
And guys, remember, you won't impress a beautiful lady like Aliyah Parks by being a jerk on the road.
You impress me with this.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.